RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wimpy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and we're always worldwide on the Odyssey app, your home for Virginia Tech Hokies. Football spring game took place the other day, and of course VCU basketball coming back this fall as well, working under new leadership, Phil Martelli Jr., taking the reins as we enter the silly season here of player movement, people moving around. We got that in football as well. The portal never sleeps. It's exhausting for the coaches. It's exhausting for the players. It's exhausting for the schools and the administrators who are putting all these teams together. But we're excited to have another season of Virginia Tech football. Big leadoff game against South Carolina and Shane Beamer. Welcome aboard to talk about this and all the things. David Teal from the Daily Press, the pilot, the journalism juggernaut of Tidewater down there. David Teal, good morning. How's it going, man?
Michael, good morning. I hope you're well.
I am well. And I told you I wanted to have you on to talk about Virginia Tech football, but I don't see you enough these days, so I have to sneak in a VCU question here and get your reaction to Phil Martelli Jr. Coming to lead the Rams.
Well, they like to hire coaches' sons, don't they, on Broad Street? And it worked out pretty well with Ryan Odom, and I suspect it will with Phil Martelli Jr. as well. And, like Ryan, he's going to have to remake the roster, and there will be some adjustments and perhaps some growing pains. But, Michael, what about VCU's history would lead us to believe that he's not going to be darn good at his job?
They hire the guy, and it's like, what's your take on it? Like, my take is if VCU hires a coach, he's probably going to succeed. Just any name you write on that card, he comes in with the facilities, with the history, with the support from the administration. I think coaches should be begging to come work here at this point.
Yes, and the fact that he's done it before at a school with fewer resources and that he clearly has pedigree and can lean on his dad for advice. I mean, those of us of a certain vintage, and that includes yours truly, remember his dad oh so well at St. Joe's, with that you said juggernaut earlier, that team he had that went undefeated in the regular season with Jameer Nelson leading the way in the backcourt. And plus one of the most delightful coaches you have ever encountered, Phil Martelli Sr. We can only hope that Junior is a chip off the old block there.
They've had good coaches for us, for the media. Ryan Odom was always gracious with his time and going back and going all the way back. Will Wade was a lot of things, David, but he was not boring.
No, and he was not inaccessible either.
Yeah, we'll get to see it. You'll get to see plenty of him there in the ACC. You got the former VCU coaches division of the ACC coming this year. It's the ladder. The players climb the ladder. The coaches climb the ladder. Everybody's climbing the ladder. David Teal joins us from the Virginian Pilot down there in Tidewater. And Virginia Tech football. We can't sugarcoat it. This is a big year for Brent Pry. What'd you see down there at the spring game?
I saw three quarterbacks who have never taken a snap in a college game take every snap in the spring game. And if any of those three plays a meaningful moment in 2025, something has gone terribly wrong for the Hokies. So it was very difficult to take much away from the afternoon. Now, there were some guys on defense, particularly some young cornerbacks, JoJo Crim among them, who had a pick and probably should have had a second if the officials had been a little better. He was very impressive. Kamari Copeland, the defensive tackle, was voted MVP on the defensive side during the spring. He's going to really – the defensive tackle, starting defensive tackle, might be a strength. The Coastal Carolina transfer running back, Bennett, he looked good. But the best running back on the roster is probably not even there yet, and that's Terrion Stewart, the Bowling Green transfer, who has some academics to shore up back at his previous stop. So it – really, and you know, you mentioned the big opener. Until we get to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and see Kyron Drones under center, we're not going to know a whole lot about this offense.
Interesting you say. Do you think Pop Watson will be given a chance to take the job away from him, or are they full speed ahead with Drones?
I think they are full speed ahead with Drones. You know, Watson obviously distinguished himself in the regular season finale against Virginia to secure bowl eligibility, but it was against Virginia, one of the worst defenses in the league. The two times that Watson faced a salty defense at Duke and then in the bowl against Minnesota, he didn't fare well at all, but against Minnesota in the Duke's Mayo game, he was operating behind an offensive line that was just ravaged by opt-outs and injury. So it really wasn't a fair test.
It's hard to get a read. The bowl game, the spring game, as you mentioned, it just not a full roster to evaluate off of. As we move towards the fall, what's success going to look like for Pry?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
With Babcock framed it to us, Michael, as what's the adjective he used, but just visible improvement. And we asked him what that means, and he says, I'll know it when I see it, and I think you will too. So, yeah, and the season, and it's not just the South Carolina game. Then they come home and get Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt, and we all saw how that went last year in Nashville. That won't be an easy test. Then they got to go to Tallahassee, and Miami comes to town. Right now, it's hard to see this roster being much better than the 6-6 it's been in the regular season the last 2 years. And Michael, I think anybody in Blacksburg would tell you, I think Brent Pry probably would in his private moments, 6-6 won't be good enough.
Yep. I think that's spot on. David Teal joining us from the Daily Press, Virginian Pilot, checking in on some spring football. Diego Pavia, of course, in the Perry Ellis Armando Baycott Club of, wow, he's still in school?
Yeah.
He's played some seasons, and he'll be back for one more pending court intervention. Checking in on the others, UVA, can they take a step forward this year? They made the big NIL splash. What's that going to look like here as they have their own need for improvement trajectory?
They do, and they're going to be very active in the spring portal period, Michael, particularly in the secondary. They need corners in a big way. And if that sounds familiar, it's only because we've been singing that refrain for quite some time now, during the Tony Elliott era. And you know, they have a quarterback battle between two transfers. I mean, my guess is Chandler Morris, the one they dropped a pretty penny for and who has far more experience than the Nebraska transfer, is the leader in the clubhouse, but we'll see how it plays out in the summer. What interests me about Virginia is we mentioned earlier how salty Virginia Tech's schedule is, especially at the start. Virginia is the only Power Four program in the country that will not face in 2025 a team that finished last season ranked.
Is that the whole schedule?
The entire schedule.
Not even the non-conference. Well, okay. All right. Well, that's something.
So, if not now, when?
Wow. No ranked teams on the UVA schedule. David Teal, pilotonline.com is the website, of course. You can subscribe. You get the whole year for $3. And I know this from David's time in Richmond. He writes a lot. You get your money's worth. Anything else you're keeping your eye on? We got Bill Belichick. You know, we got all sorts of movement across the ACC. Anything else you got your eye on here as we get out of spring football, move into the fall?
Well, Belichick, who didn't make a single player available the entire spring, didn't even make himself available after what passed for the spring game. And is he in the Nico sweepstakes? I mean, there's that's going to be daily drama in Chapel Hill. I think Clemson's going to be really good, as in like top five good, national championship contention good. And wow, you talk about a season opener where SEC Death Valley comes to ACC Death Valley on opening week, you know, LSU at Clemson. Man, that's about as good as it gets. And if it's not that, then maybe it's CFP finalist Notre Dame opening the year down in South Beach against Miami. And it's new transfer quarterback, courtesy of the Georgia Bulldogs.
That's going to be a fascinating one, as Belichick would say if he ever did make himself available. We're on to TCU. David Teal, thank you for spending a few minutes with us today. I hope you're well.
Michael, anytime, my friend.
All right. Appreciate it. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.